So today is the so did you meet me some gay town that my case go there? Gay gap not the me. So today is the main empowerment of Hevajra, and again, although it's two different lineages, the essence of the deity is the same between the Kaju and the Sakya. In the Kaju tradition, coming from Marpa, how we translate Hevajra into Tibetan is K Dorje. And that K, and Dorje means Vajra, that K in the Kajupa tradition, that K is a sound of joy, of rejoicing. In the Sakya tradition, which comes from the translator Drokmi, that K is what you say when you want to call someone. So there's a little bit of a different translation in how Hevajra is translated into Tibetan, and it's just coming from the different lineages of translators. But the essence of the deity, the essence of the practice, the essence of the empowerment is all the same. So to begin the empowerment, of course, there is taking refuge and creating the mind of enlightenment. And then when the empowerment actually starts, the first one is the Vaz empowerment. So essentially, it's a Vaz empowerment like in most other empowerments, but in this case, it also is composed of the five lineages. That's all included in the Vaz empowerment. So the five lineages means the five Buddha families. So when the Vaz empowerment begins, the first Buddha to imagine, to visualize, is Akshobhya. So that what the visualization is at that point is that the master who is giving the initiation, we as the requesters, and number
one.
And the vase itself, which we are having the empowerment with, are all visualized as Akshobhya. Akshobhya is blue in color. His right hand is in the mudra of pressing down on the earth. The left hand is in the meditation posture holding a vajra. So we visualize both the vase, the master, and ourselves as Akshobhya. When the vase is poured, when we take the nectar, it will be poured on the head, and we imagine that all of our defilements and obscurations are purified. And because Akshobhya is symbolizes the purified essence of anger, we should also think that anger, aggression is purified and in the future will turn into mirror-like wisdom. And it is from amongst the five skandhas, it is the skanda of consciousness, number shepa. So then the second of those five Buddha family empowerments is Ratnasambhava. And again, we must visualize the thing that's giving the empowerment, which in this case is a crown which will be put on our heads, ourselves and the master as Ratnasambhava. Yellow in color, wearing the Sambhogakaya clothing, and because he has the function of giving all the siddhis, all the spiritual attainments, the right hand is extended in the giving mudra, and the left hand is in the meditation posture. So we visualize all three as being Ratnasambhava, and when the crown is put on our heads, that that we are receiving the blessings of Ratnasambhava and of Hevajra. So what is being purified here is the defilement of pride, and it is also the skanda of feeling and being purified into the wisdom of equanimity, the enlightened wisdom of equanimity. Then the next empowerment is the Vajra empowerment, in which the master will place a Vajra in our right hand. Now, this is we visualize ourselves, the master, and the Vajra as Amitabha. At the point where the Vajra is placed in our hand, we imagine that it melts into light, and what is being purified here is the skanda of, I'm forgetting all of my Sanskrit this morning, but it's the skanda dushe, which is the thing that we do of saying, of discriminating, saying this is this, and this is this, and this is this, of making distinctions. Yeah, samskara, perception, okay. But anyway, it's that thing that where our minds decide what is what. And this is purified into discriminating wisdom. Amitabha is red in color, and the hands are folded in meditation posture. I forgot to say that the passion that is being purified with Amitabha is, well, the defilement of passion, of attachment. So the next one after that is the empowerment of the bell. And this is Amoghasiddhi. So Amoghasiddhi, again, we will receive the bell in the left hand. We imagine that Amoghasiddhi turns into light and transforms into the bell which we take in our left hand. The master ourselves and the bell itself are Amoghasiddhi. Green in color, and because the function of Amoghasiddhi is protection from suffering, then the right hand is in the mudra of giving protection. Then what is to be purified through Amoghasiddhi is envy and jealousy, and the skanda to be purified is
formation.
Thank you, formation, and the result in enlightenment is enlightened activity, because Amoghasiddhi is the essence of enlightened activity. All accomplishing wisdom. And the next one is the empowerment of the name, being given the name. And this is symbolized by Vairochana. We don't get another thing. We've got the Vajra and bell. They will be crossed. We visualize that Vairochana dissolves into light and dissolves into the Vajra and bell. Vairochana is white in color with the hands in meditation posture. We visualize the object, the master giving the initiation, and ourselves as Vairochana. The defilement to be purified by Vairochana is ignorance. Among the skandhas, it's the skanda of form, and it is purified into the wisdom of dharmata. So this is all under the Va's empowerment, and basically what it is we should think that all of the emotional defilements, all of the skandhas are purified into their enlightened form, and that gaining the five kinds of Buddha qualities, and between blessings of body, speech, and mind, this takes care of the blessing of the form of body. So all of the five skandhas, the emotional defilements purified into their enlightened aspects, and the blessing of the body of Hevajra, all in this Va's empowerment. So the next empowerment is the empowerment of speech. And this is also the secret empowerment. And this is affected by means of being given the nectar to drink. So when we're given the nectar, we take it on the tip of the tongue. And from the taste of that nectar on our tongue, we're filled with delight. And then we imagine that that nectar goes down into all of the subtle veins of our body, from the subtle veins into the subtle winds of the body, from those into the bindus. It fills our entire body, purifies everything. We are filled with joy. And because it's in the empowerment of speech, we also think that we are purifying any attachment, any kind of that has been affected through means of speech. That is all purified, and we attain the blessings of the speech of the voice of He Vajra. And the next empowerment is that of the empowerment of wisdom, and it's the third empowerment, and this takes the form of being shown a picture of an offering goddess. And the purpose of this is to obtain the joy of He Vajra, the joy of the mind of He Vajra. This is the mind empowerment. So when we see this picture, it, because we are, our minds are joined with the mind of He Vajra, it's the same joy of He Vajra's mind. And yet that joy we are to at the same time understand to be emptiness itself, and yet in the form of joy. And this is the third empowerment of wisdom. And the next empowerment is the empowerment of the word, which is the empowerment of samadhi. There are no objects of empowerment here. It is based upon that, for instance, the previous realization of the joy of the mind of He Vajra being empty. It's just to sit in meditation of understanding one's own mind to be like the mind of He Vajra, emptiness and clarity. It's the emptiness and clarity of samadhi. It's the nature of our own mind. So during many parts of this empowerment, we will be given a red cloth, like a blindfold, tied around our eyes. And you notice many times people tie it around their foreheads. But the point of the thing is that it means I have not yet had the fortune to enter into the mandala of He Vajra. And then at the point where we are asked to take off the red cloth, at that point we think, now I have the great fortune of meeting He Vajra, of entering into the mandala. That's it.